As you know, we serve a living Father that loves us. So if you'll declare with me, I have eyes that see. A heart that perceives. And ears that hear. What the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Amen. This afternoon, I kept kind of nagging the Lord a little bit. And I kept saying, okay, what do you want? And he told me to go to Psalm 74, but he didn't say anything. He just said, go to 74. Well, in August 3rd of 05, the Lord had me release this word for the victims of Katrina. In March 25th of 2010, it was the Lord bringing me here for Holy Communion and to cover those that verse 12 was bringing forth, salvation in the earth. Also, on June 27th, 2011, when I was in San Diego, the Lord gave me verse 22. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually. I also want to take you on a little journey, because I got this chapter many, many times. 09, 06, 05, 04, obviously today, so I wrote it down. And you say, well, why did you write it down? Because sometimes God will bring me back to something that is important. And the level of crying out, like at one point on 8:1:13, verse 9 was just pushing on me. How long? Amen. All right? And I know that it's the same date. And he wanted, verse 10, how long will the enemy mock you, O God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. Now, you say, what are you doing? I'm doing what he's pressed me to do. The word of the Lord comes alive on the day that he presses it into your hearts. Don't make rituals out of the word, but cry out to him. Be nosy. What's important for the word to come alive today? And I'm not trying to be nasty. I am saying, pick up the Bible, use it. Gathering dust will not change your life. Complaining and crying will not change your life. But reading the word and letting it come alive in you, it will manifest. Now the next level. I'm going to take you to verse 13 and 14. Well, we'll back it up to 12 first. But you, O God, are my king from of old. You bring salvation upon the earth. Now, if you're just reading a word, it's not going to have much value. But if it becomes personal, it'll start changing you. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monsters in the water. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave him as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up the springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing river. The day is yours and yours also the night. Etc. Now, I said to the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to bring this out for? And he really said, it's not for you to know. So, okay. Leviathan and the revelation of what that spirit can do came to me as a word of knowledge around Christmas time, many years ago. It was a challenge for me because I did not understand what Leviathan was. I didn't realize that it was in the Word. All I knew is it was in the Psalms and King David had to deal with it. Now, how many know that the saints of old went through stuff and he didn't hide what they went through? The good, the bad, and the ugly, along with the miracles and the salvation and the healing. Why? Because it would give you and me hope. In that season, the Lord had said to me that that new year that was coming, because it came around Christmas time, that the new year that was coming, that this spirit would be identified and I would begin to understand what it had done to me and my house. And it sat in my heart until July. In July, this is when I was back at Grace, Mo came up to me on a Friday night, I believe, and said, Kim, when can we have a little talk? So I looked at my schedule and I blah, 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 and whatever. So she came. She sat across from my desk and we began to speak. She says, well, the Lord gave me a word. And she said, it's really for you. Okay, fine. I can handle it. I can give advice, but I can also take advice, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Here she comes with that one word, Leviathan. Well, I rang a bell because I knew. I've been waiting 6 months to find out what this thing is and what it does. And I'm not going to take you there any further because I don't think what he wants is to get a description of what this ugly monster does. But I can tell you where to find it. So if you're nosy, yes, you can check it out. Job had to deal with it. And it's in the closing chapters of Job. 39, 40, 41, 42. And the neat part is that I learned that it was the king of pride. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I know. I'll get into the corner right away. I'll hide right over here.
Go right along.
All right. And you asked the other day, what does the swans mean? They represent pride. And they're floating around on the water in your vision. They're not ugly ducklings. They're very, very proud. They are absolutely gorgeous. So I said to the Lord, you really want me to talk about this tonight? And then, of course, somebody I know carried out that nice vision where there's those two incredible birds that are absolutely created to be what? Very, very proud. Can you handle it? Can you get rid of pride on your own?
No.
Thank you. So shake it off. Say, Lord Jesus, it's not me that's going to do it. Come on. Say, shake it off. I can't take and get rid of it. It's part of my nature. And I like to defend myself. I like to stand my ground.
Help me, Lord. That's your best prayer, girl. That's your best prayer right there. And you know what? He comes in with his fire, and he burns a little bit of it up as you give him permission. Giving him permission to take and burn it up is all you need to do. He will bring the fire. He will have that fire consume that which is not of you or of him. Because this is a foreign entity that has invaded humanity. It has invaded humanity. There was an incident that happened just a few days. And I watched the defense mechanism. A person asked this other person, very nicely, could you do this for me? Nope! It was like almost like a spit, you know. Doom! And I thought, oh my God. And I'm right there. I mean, I can't run away. I'm part of the deal. Okay? And then the two started back and forth. And it was not something I was enjoying. Did you ever have someone slightly try to adjust your behavior and you decide that they're wrong and you're right?
Amen.
That's the swan. Okay? That swan will defend and it automatically comes out. And that's what Leviathan does. It also says in the scripture that as you try to get into it and try to take over and to control it, you will never forget what it does to you. It can retaliate. That's why you need the Lord. If you try to deal with it on your own, it's going to bite back, it's going to argue, it's going to give you a run for your money. And if you check out what happened to Job, he finally relied on the Most High. Because actually, when he was totally humble and said, only you. And then he was told to pray for his ugly friends who had attitude. I don't think he felt like praying for them. I think he felt like giving them a good swift kick where it hurts. If you read the whole chapter of Job, or the whole letter of Job, you'll see that he actually was asked by the Lord, and he actually got it in a prophetic way. When you pray for your jerk friends. Well, that's Kim's version. You got the point?
I like it, though.
Okay. Not only will they be healed, but you will get what? Double for what you had in trouble. Look at the payoff. I'm sure that when Job started to pray, his brain must have had some burning sensations going on. Because he was literally, literally standing against the spirit of pride. Because he had tried to teach them. He was confessing that he was righteous. It was an act of faith, and God honored it. When you and I confess we are righteous in Christ,
come on.
The enemy says, look at your behavior. No, God is looking at your word. He's looking at your confession. He looked at Job's confession. Job started off in fear. He ended up in what? Faith. Yes? He got double for his? Okay. What if he'd never switched? What if Papa never showed him Leviathan and what he had done?
He just stayed that way.
Thank you. Absolutely. So there is a season for you to learn what Leviathan has done to you and yours.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. See, it's not just what it does to you. It's what it does to yours. I just realized I'm preaching. You know why? Because I've lived it. Mm-hmm. There was such a season when I wanted to defend myself. I wanted to respond. I wanted to teach them a lesson. I knew I was right. And the Lord would not allow me to open my mouth for over 2 years. Over 2 years. It was roughly 2.5 years. I could not respond to defend myself at all. And one of those individuals was my wife. Because she was angry with me. And I wanted to let her know that I was right and she was wrong. And the Lord would not give me satisfaction. Because Leviathan was the problem.
In you or her?
Both.
Okay.
It's not about women or men. It's about humanity that's been under this thing for centuries. And the only way that you're going to get the victory is by humbling yourself. Just like Job. Oh, I got to pray for that one. Oh, they don't deserve it. Not with their attitude.
Amen.
Oh, I feel so sorry for them. I can pray for them. And you're trusting your compassion, which is part of your soul, instead of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost say, pray for the jerks. They deserve it. Pray for the proud, because they need it. And while you're praying for them, he's going to give you double for my trouble. Try it on. When I pray for them, with a heart of compassion, God will give me double for my trouble. He did it for Job, and he'll do it for me. He did it for Kim, he'll do it for me. He's no respecter of persons. I'm coming alive. Leviathan's falling apart. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is in my heart. Jesus won't let you stay the way you were. He'll take you higher than you've ever been before. And he'll heal you and he'll set you free.